From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says he and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have achieved clarity on the path forward for Syria. Speaking in Geneva after several hours of talks, Mr. Kerry said what he called narrow issues remain to be resolved.
And in the next days, our experts will be meeting here in Geneva to conclude the few remaining technical issues and to move forward in order to take the steps necessary to build the confidence to overcome the deep mistrust that does exist on all sides.
The meeting came amid heightened tensions in Syria after Turkey decided earlier this week to send tanks across the border into Syria to clear out a pocket of land controlled by the Islamic State group. Previous rounds of international negotiations, including discussions between the top diplomats from Washington and Moscow, have failed to produce an end to the conflict. Meanwhile, Syrian rebels and their families began evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya as part of an agreement reached late Thursday with the government. Under the terms of the deal, about 700 fighters will be allowed safe exit to the opposition-held northern province of Idlib. Another 4,000 civilians will be taken temporarily to a shelter south of Daraya. In a statement issued in Geneva, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, called for the protection of the people being evacuated. He said their departure must be voluntary, adding that the UN had not been consulted and was not involved in negotiating the deal reached between rebel factions and government forces. This is VOA News.